I thought, it was a real team win last night. We talked to our players in the meetings before the game at the hotel that, the real key was going to be how we played the game, not necessarily whether we played under or over or ran the ball or threw the ball, but the play speed, and that we would have to stick together and find a way with all three phases contributing to win the game. And I thought that happened.
Joe, I guess it was a late night, early morning film session. Any of the staff get any sleep after that one?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think guys got some sleep. We came back a little bit later than normal, but yeah, it was didn't get home. I like to get home a little bit earlier than that, but given the circumstances, I'll take it.
Joe, have we seen the new blueprint for this offense going heavy, running the football, and is that product of matchups or is that product of Brandon Gibson being hurt?
No, I think we felt like running the ball against these guys was going to be, a good option. As you know, they have an excellent front four. They have an excellent pass rush. They have an excellent blitz package. And so we wanted to keep the sticks, in a manageable situation. And so running the ball was part of that. And we had some success doing it. So, usually, again, you have to adjust during the course of a game. But if something's working well, typically you stick with it.
And one quick follow-up, if I may. The role Will Gayton played in this game as that third tackle, essentially a tight end. Was that the plan all along to get him, I guess, 20% of the snaps of the game, and how do you think he played?
I thought he made a nice contribution. Again, I think part of it would be based on Adam, how productive we were, but we had some success with him in the game, so we got a fair number of snaps.
Joe, the last play, they've got a third and eight. If they decide to throw the ball, they may be throwing it from the goal line. Is it the idea of a safety in the back of your mind, or are you just trying to get the ball back?
Well, you're always optimistic, and you're always thinking possible takeaway, or, I was thinking maybe a takeaway would disrupt the quarterback's rhythm and timing, or tip a pass, or, hit him as he's throwing the ball. And, I can't sit here and tell you honestly that I was thinking we were going to get a safety right then, but glad we did.
Is there a bullying problem in the locker room?
I'll repeat what I said. I'm aware of this report. I can say without question that we emphasize a culture of team-first accountability and respect for one another. Any behavior that deviates from that is inconsistent with the values of our organization. That's what I'll say in regard to that.
You haven't seen firsthand anything you would consider bullying, harassment?
Again, this is something that we take very seriously and will not be tolerated. I think I've said and I've responded to those questions already.
Joe, do you think there will be any discipline that you would look into once you get to the bottom of the situation?
Again, this is something we take very seriously and will not be tolerated. I've responded to those questions.
Completely changing gears, were you concerned at all about the field condition last night? It seemed like Brent stuffed a bunch.
I walked the field before the game. It seemed very good, and warm-ups, everything seemed good. A couple of their players slipped a few times, and a couple of our guys slipped. Not exactly sure why. It looked like it was in very good shape.
Coach, you're 4-4 at midseason. How would you assess where your team is at right now?
Well, there's been a lot of good things on film, and there's been some things that aren't so good. There's been the big thing we have to stress moving forward is more consistency. And more completeness in our play for 60 minutes or 67 minutes or 68 minutes, however long it was last night. I mean, we have to, find a way to play more consistently throughout the course of the game.
Joe, obviously, Wake had a big game, but how did you assess the rest of the front four, Audric, Stark, Soli, and then Vernon, and Shelby, and what they did as a unit up there against
Yeah, we had good contribution from a lot of guys up front. They did a good job. Obviously, the second half, we had a hard time getting off the field. Some of that was them. Some of that was other guys. Some of that's a credit to Cincinnati's offense. They executed well. But I thought overall it was good.
How did Tyson Thibodeau do yesterday?
He did a nice job. He did a nice job. Yep.
Was it nice to see him after everything that's happened go out there?
Absolutely. Yes.
And as far as the leadership council, will they talk about Jonathan Martin? Is that something that you've met with them about?
Again, any of those discussions that would take place with the leadership council would be, between myself and them.
Joe, anytime that there are reports of discord in the locker room, and it's not obviously just that situation, but, you know, you have 53 guys in there, they have differing personalities, they don't always get along.
Sure.
Does a win put a Band-Aid on it, or does it fix it, or is there something deeper that a coach has to do to make sure everyone's on the same page?
Well, again, I think we talked, you know, last Monday when we got together as a team, we talked about a family atmosphere. You know, you're part of a family when you're on a team. And you mentioned there's 61 players, there's 20 coaches, and you have to have each other's backs. And, again, the theme for the week was we have to stick together and play like a team. Again, the scheme wasn't the important thing that we wanted to emphasize last night. We wanted to emphasize playing like a team, sticking together, having everybody's backs. And I think, you know, the film bore that out, that that's what happened.
I'm sorry, Robbie, was this the toughest test you've had as a coach this past week? I mean, just everything that you had to deal with?
I don't know. You know, again, it's not a comparison. You know, you deal with reality as it is. And, you know, I don't necessarily compare this week to last week or this year to the last year. You know, you deal with the situations that pop up one day at a time. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, the way my brain works is you think about why you're in coaching and, you know, the privilege and the responsibility you have to represent the Miami Dolphins, and to coach this football team. It's an honor to do it. And you deal with things as they come.
Is there some sort of relief, though, for everyone? You, other coaches, players?
You know, not necessarily. I mean, again, it's one day at a time. It's one game at a time. You keep things in perspective. You remember why you're in coaching, why you're doing these things, and you go to work every single day.
Sure.
And with the idea of getting this team better and playing up to their potential. I mean, that's what your job is as a coach. And sometimes stuff happens. Stuff happens in a family. Some of it's not always great, and you have to deal with it. And so that's what we do.
Are you satisfied overall with the chemistry on these teams and where it needs to be, you feel?
I told, again, on our team meeting on Monday, Steve, you know, the thing is, I've never been on a team or been part of a team where if there wasn't respect among the players, amongst themselves in the locker room, the staff amongst themselves, the players respecting the coaches and the coaches respecting the players. If you don't have that in this league, in Pop Warner, in high school or college, you don't have a chance. You have no chance. And I believe strongly in the men that we have in the locker room. I believe strongly in the staff. And you know, I don't think you get a performance like we had last night. It's not perfect. There's a lot of stuff to work on, a ton of it. However, you know, I think the character of the football team was revealed.
Talk about Lamar Miller, what he did yesterday and how he's improving.
Yeah. He's been very productive as of late. You know, he's a guy that he's got very good ability. He's got good vision. And he's starting to make more people miss, you know, which has been early in the season. I think he was kind of getting what was there. And now, you know, you're seeing some things where he's breaking some tackles. He's kind of showing that elusiveness that you want to see out of a running back. So, aside from carrying the ball a little too loose down there, I think he's doing some very good things.
What did you see out of the trio of Wallace, Hartline, and then obviously Matthews stepping into that Brandon Gibson role and how he was able to transition?
I thought those guys made a nice contribution. It wasn't, let's call it what it is, it wasn't the biggest day we've ever had throwing the football from a yardage standpoint, from a yards per catch or all that stuff, but I thought they contributed to the game plan well.
Joe, when you look at the power of one play and whether it can change a season or a stretch of a season, that sack last night, very powerful play, very impactful to this point of the season and moving forward, do you think?
It was a big play. I mean, we talked to the guys about, if you analyze the season, I mean, you look at the three wins early. We made plays in the fourth quarter. We made plays that decided the outcomes of games. And if you look at that next stretch that we went through, we made some, but we didn't make enough. And so this was, you know, again, we had to come back. We had to put together a drive to force the game into overtime, which showed a lot about our offense. We had to, we kicked the ball, punted the ball back down there deep, and then our defense came up huge. So it was a big play.
What did Sturgis show you rebounding from that miss? And obviously he'd been in a little bit of a skid.
Sure.
But with that big of a kick to send you in overtime?
Just, again, I think just like we talked about with the rest of the team, he showed some resiliency, showed the character of the individual that he is. you know, it's good fun. You know, I just watched it this morning again on tape, and you know, all the qualities of a good kick. You know, good fundamentals, the plant, the timing, the operation was all there, and it was a big kick.
A couple more guys.
The Bengals 100-yard touchdown run that went down, it was a 35-yarder. Yeah. How much of that is just a fantastic effort by the guy, and how much of it would you fault the defense for?
Yes and yes. I mean, again, guys, I don't want to oversimplify the game of football, but, you can overanalyze schemes. I think Cincinnati has an excellent coaching staff. But if you just analyze the play call and you would say, was that a great play call or was that a great individual effort? Now, it certainly wasn't a bad play call, but that was a tremendous individual effort by a football player making a play. And that's really what football is all about. Can we tackle better on that play? Absolutely, 100%. And we have to tackle better. However, you know, that's really what the game of football is all about in the NFL. It's about guys stepping up, making plays. We have an obligation to put them in a position to make plays. But there's no magic. There's no magic plays out there. And, you know, teams are well coached on both sides of the ball. Teams have good players on both sides of the ball. That was a heck of a run. I mean, it was a heck of a run.
Adam Westbrook.
Joe, we saw vintage Cam Wake last night. Mm-hmm. A, how great was that to have that back? And B, now that he's passed it, was he limited for a while for that knee, and now, you know, we really saw him at 100% again?
I don't know. No, I mean, he was healthy and ready to go in those games. You know, it's always you want to have a gradual return for a player, and but certainly you could feel his presence a little bit more. I mean, you can't deny that. You could feel his presence.
Coach. Okay, any last one?
Dimitri Patterson has 4 picks already, and he's played probably the equivalent of 3 games. Last year, your top defensive back had 4 picks, so he's already equaled that. What have you seen in him? Are you now sold on him as a player? I mean, he seems like he's really taken it to another level.
Yeah. Well, he's been very instinctful. You know, he's kind of the thing. I think he's put himself in position, you know, in terms of reading, you know, the routes based on what coverage he's in. He's been very good at the top of the route. He transitions very well. You know, he can plant and break on the ball. And you've seen some of that on some of those interceptions. So he's certainly made a difference when he's out there.